From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A U.S.-China trade deal continues to inch closer as Chinese officials claim to be working day and night with their U.S. counterparts. The Chinese Vice Commerce Minister tells AgWeb.com he's optimistic about the next steps in the talks and that slapping tariffs on each other was bad for workers, farmers, exporters, and manufacturers. It's still not known when Presidents Trump and Xi will meet, but outside analysts say there's plenty of pressure pushing both sides. President Trump's third budget looks a lot like the first two, especially when it comes to USDA. According to AgriMarketing.com, the fiscal 2020 proposal once again targets crop insurance for $26 billion in cuts over 10 years and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for especially deep reductions. The proposals have little chance of getting past the House or Senate Ag Committees, but could resurface in budget negotiations down the road and in future administrations. In a step moving a new industry closer to commercial reality, the premier federal food safety agencies have agreed on how to jointly regulate lab-grown proteins farm groups call fake meat. Agriculture.com reports the FDA will oversee cell collection and growth, while the USDA will oversee harvesting and processing and have final say over labeling. Despite farm groups' opposition to cell-based meat, the FDA-USDA agreement was welcomed across the board as a wise collaboration that takes advantage of both agencies' expertise. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.